With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Businesses across the state found themselves making new products in response to pandemic shortages. Montana companies pivoted from manufacturing items like fishing waders and craft spirits to gowns and disinfectant and kept people employed in the process. Kylie Moore reports for Yellowstone Public Radio News. This story is part of a series that looks at potentially lasting ways Montana adapted during the pandemic. It's funded in part by the Solutions Journalism Network.
Inside an old sawmill building from the 1800s, people are racing to staple as many elastic bands to pieces of plastic and foam as they can. Usually, Coaster Cycles employees in Bonner are welding metal to make pedal-operated vehicles known as pedicabs, but they switched gears. It happened after CEO Ben Morris saw an open-source face shield design on LinkedIn mid-March.
It's a super simple design. And not technical at all to build. I've had my kids put them together at the house.
His company's products transport Starbucks coffee, move raw materials in Tesla factories, and shuttle beer around NFL stadiums. But after jumping through cleaning protocols and insurance hurdles, now the company is also supplying the New York City Department of Health with 150,000 face shields. It all started with a call to Washington State's Providence Hospital Group, which committed to 500,000 face shields to protect staff from COVID-19. That since turned into supporting all 51 Providence hospitals in 8 states and a whole lot more. Here's Ben Morris again.
We've sent product to dental offices, nursing homes, hospice groups, veterinarians, gyms, hair salons, nail salons, hotels and resorts, and everything else in between.
As pedicab construction ground to a halt and non-essential factory operations shuttered, Morris had to let go the majority of his staff. Not for long, though.
We ended up offering jobs back to everyone who we had laid off.
Morris even rallied other nearby businesses to help fulfill orders. Warehouse space is getting tight.
These new opportunities and these new contracts came up, and we're like, all right, well, maybe we can continue to do this ongoing and a small little subset of our business.
Locals are proving they can handle the work. Morris thinks that could make lasting dents in relying so much on an international supply chain. To that end, the state's Manufacturing Outreach and Assistance Center, based at Montana State University, is working to connect healthcare providers with close to 50 manufacturers in the state making what they might need, from 15 craft distilleries using leftover beer for hand sanitizer to a pump company making hospital beds. Other companies you might not expect are part of that pivot. Sims is a brand synonymous with fly fishing, but Bozeman Health asked the company if it could also make heavy-duty medical gowns. Here's Fred Dennis, the Senior Director of Merchandising and Materials at Sims.
That's what America's supposed to be about, and that's what Montana is supposed to be about, right? Someone asks for help, you step up.
A team of designers, product developers, and sewers who might have otherwise been without a job worked quickly to create patterns and prototypes. Shortages made it hard for other companies to get the right kind of fabrics, but Sims had plenty of rugged fabrics that work for waders and rain jackets on hand. It took less than 2 weeks from the initial call for Sims to sew gowns. Products like a shirt or boots usually take 18 months from concept to creation.
I won't use the word miracle, but holy cow, it was tough.
Within months, the fishing company has shipped more than 6,000 gowns to more than 25 states. Now they're researching what it would take to get FDA approved to make gowns after emergency orders are lifted. Hospitals needed other materials too, and with global supplies hard to come by, they started looking in state. You're listening to machines humming away inside Missoula's Rocky Mountain Biologicals to make the liquid that surrounds coronavirus swabs and gets them safely from a patient to a lab. The viral transport medium, or VTM as it's called, is necessary to preserve the sample's ribonucleic acid for analysis. Typically, the company's serums and sterile solutions go into cholesterol test kits. Others are part of human cancer therapies and veterinary vaccines. They'd never made this before. But in mid-March, Community Medical Center in Missoula approached them with concerns of low supply. Here's COO Jeremy Amberson with what happened next.
We just jumped on it and ordered the few reagents that we still needed to produce the VTM, and pushed everything through our quality system as fast as we could and started manufacturing within about a week.
The all-hands-on-deck approach worked. Local facilities didn't run out as testing ramped up.
Within about a week and a half, we were shipping all over Montana to hospitals, to the state lab, and to a lot of smaller clinics and smaller towns throughout Montana. And I would say within 2 weeks, we were shipping throughout the Northwest and quickly began shipping all across the U.S.
Rocky Mountain Biologicals is planning to keep creating the transport medium in addition to its other products for the foreseeable future.
From our standpoint, there's no reason for us to not keep offering this product.
Whether new products become a mainstay or a blip on the radar, companies said jumping into new markets helped them feel productive and useful during a crisis. For Yellowstone Public Radio and the Solutions Journalism Network, I'm Kylie Moore.